Welcome to the Van Hack Podcast, the podcast for tech talent that wants to get hired abroad.
So hello, everyone. Welcome to another Success Case podcast interview. Today, we have the pleasure of talking with Michael, who is working as a senior software engineer and got this opportunity with Van Hack. Welcome, Michael. First, congratulations. And can you tell us about yourself? Who are you? Where are you from? Where is your personal background?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, my name is Michael Saadi. I am a senior software engineer. I've been working in IT for about 15 years now. My main technology stack is C#, ASP.NET, my backend databases are usually SQL Server. I've been working with mostly web applications, and I got this amazing opportunity through Van Hack. And a little bit about myself: I am married. I have a beautiful son and a beautiful daughter, and I can't forget about my wife. I am basically living the life right now, and I can't wait to start our new lives in Canada very soon.
Amazing, Michael. Okay, let's move a little bit to the past and tell us about how did you decide to look for a job abroad? How was this decision? What was your motivator?
Sure. So the reason I was looking for an opportunity to go overseas is the same reason most engineers try to look for opportunities elsewhere. It's to look for new challenges. And Canada seemed like the best place to do that. There were lots of great companies starting off there. A lot of companies were moving their headquarters away from the United States, and they were moving to Vancouver. And there were lots of interesting startups also coming from Canada as well. So that's why I look for opportunities in Canada. And also partly because a lot of my family is currently in Canada as well. And that kind of motivated me even more. We used to all be based in the Philippines, and then now to be able to once again be together as a family was another, you know, very strong motivating factor for me to look for an opportunity over there.
Oh, that's really good to know, like that all the family here is really, really good. Okay, did you try before Van Hack to look for a job abroad, or how was that process looking for something overseas?
Actually, I did. I looked for a lot. The main places, you know, you as an engineer, you're pretty much adept at using Google. And the first thing I did was try to look for all the different ways you could go to Canada. Obviously, there's the direct route using express entry. And obviously, that process is very, you know, very time consuming. And there's a lot of documentation, and there's not a lot of assurances that, you know, you can get that opportunity to migrate to Canada with your family. I look for job opportunities via LinkedIn, and I got some responses, but it was always disappointing whenever they would either outright send you a rejection because, you know, you don't have any experience, or you're not currently based in Canada, or you would, you know, not get any email back at all. I had some opportunities, but it always would fall back. It was always a little bit more difficult because you would always try and look for companies that were willing to hire foreigners. And if you, I would always take the time and effort to read through it, and you would always see the line that says visa sponsorships will not be entertained at right now, or we're not giving it out. So that would always kind of stop you in your track. So that, in between trying to upgrade my skills so I'd be more attractive for companies in Canada, took a lot of my time. Plus, I was also working at my current job. So it was very difficult. It was very time consuming. And it wasn't the best of times. I'm going to tell you that for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine. How was the process for the interview and everything with this company that you're working right now?
So the opportunity that I got through Van Hack to get this job was obvious. Started out the same way with everybody else. You just get this random email. Actually, maybe it's very specific to me, because I didn't apply to this job directly. I just got an email that I was shortlisted, And one of the great VanHack account managers considered me for this position. So I got the email, and then they told me to prepare for the interview with the hiring manager. And I went to that, and that went very well. And then I was told to prepare for a technical interview. And that went very well. And I thought that was the end of it. And then they told me, hey, there's more. We want to vet you a little bit more. So they sent me a take-home assignment, which was not your traditional kind of take-home assignment. It was more kind of situational system design kind of take-home assignment. And they basically said, given this scenario, what you would do? And then I replied. It was very interesting when that happened, because they emailed me at around 2 a.m. my time. And I was thinking, I'm going to get this done already. And I got it done at like around 3 a.m. And then I stepped out a bit, and then I got an email back immediately. And then they said, actually, you answered correctly, but we wanted you to focus on this part. Can you answer about this? So I just kept, we kept emailing back and forth until about 7 a.m. when they said, okay, this should be good enough for now. And then a few days later, I get an email back from the hiring manager who I interviewed earlier, and basically, you know, told me that everything went well, and nothing left to do but to talk about, you know, the package, the compensation package. So that was amazing.
Yeah, I can imagine, but a lot of hard work there, right? Like you have to do a lot of...
Literally a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah. Okay, Michael, did you have a mock interview with VanHack before the real interview with your company?
Well, I'm going to answer by saying technically, yes, I had a mock interview because VanHack, before I got this opportunity, I was lined up with other companies. So I actually had a mock interview for the first company that they lined me up with. And I cannot forget that interview because that opened up my world. Shout out to Leandro. That was I learned so much from him. It was an interesting interview because he just said, okay, Mike, I want you to do this. Set up like this. I remember in my room, I had like a poster of like the Justice League behind me. And then I said, is this like a big deal? Is this like going to be like a deterrent for companies? And then Leandro said, no, it's not. That's who you are. And you want the company to hire you for who you are, right? Be proud of who you are. The only thing I will say is make sure your background seems neat. Like if you have your, you know, if you have like stuff, if you have figurines, if you have like books in the back, make sure that they just look nice. That's all that companies kind of look for. Nothing too distracting in the back, and they just want to focus on you. And he gave me tips and tricks to be like, if you don't see anything about what the company needs, you can go through the actual job description. And if you read between the lines, you can actually see exactly the kind of developer or exactly the kind of engineer that they want. And it was amazing because he told me that part of the interview process is presenting yourself to be the answer to their question. Are you this person we're looking for? And if you can present yourself that I am this person you're looking for, and you get that first hiring manager to say yes, it goes a long way. Because and I can say that for certain because of the 3 jobs that VanHack referred me to and the ones that I actually had an interview for, I went to the final interviews to all of them. That's how much. Wow. That's how good of a preparation VanHack gave me.
That's really good. Thank you for sharing that. Let's move to the happy moment. How was receiving the job offer? How can you describe this moment when you had the call, the email? How was it?
Before I do that, I have to say that I've always fantasized about saying this part because I've watched so many VanHack success stories on YouTube that I, like, you know, like, you would imagine, like, what it would be like if I won the Oscar. What would I say in my acceptance speech? And this is exactly what I said. I wonder what I would say if I was, and I look, I'm here right now. And I remember when I knew things were going well was because the last of the technical interviews that I mentioned earlier, the person interviewing me, who's actually my manager right now, he said, Mike, this seems pretty good right now. And if we keep going on this route, we will end up with a working prototype. And I don't think this is correct since we haven't hired you yet. Maybe we'll finish this project when we hire you. And I was like, that's such a nice thing to say. And then the hiring manager calls me up, messages me and says, hey, Mike, I wanted to catch you for a quick chat. Do you have time in a couple of days? And I told him, I'm actually awake right now, if you wanted to talk. It was like 2 a.m. And then he said, haha, I knew it. You never sleep. All right, give me about 30 minutes to prepare. So I'm like, I'm not wearing like the nicest clothes. So I decided to wear like a nice shirt. And then I said, okay, if he's going to reject me, I'm at least going to look nice when he rejects me. So I wear a nice shirt. I switch on my camera and I start talking. He says, hey, how did a technical interview go? I said, it was really good. I really enjoyed talking to everyone. And then he said, great. I remember mentioning the next step of this is to speak with more members of the team. Would you want to do that? And I'm like, we could, but I don't want to bother them. It seems like you guys are in the middle of a very important project. And he said, we are, and we appreciate that you do that. So Mike, actually after this, you need to speak with the CEO because we are a very small team. And if we do get you, you will be a significant part of our startup. So I said, oh, okay, I understand. That's the next step, is the CEO. He said, but I don't think anything weird will happen when you speak with the CEO. I have a very good feeling. So I guess the only thing to talk about right now is compensation. And literally, the screen you're seeing right now, that's my face, is this straight. But underneath, I'm just pumping my hands. Like, I'm so happy in that moment. And then he lays out to me the package and, you know, all the things I can expect and, you know, small minor things about, oh, don't worry, we'll take care of this, we'll take care of that. Oh, I know Van Hack will help you with this, Van Hack will help you with that. But we just wanted to know, are you okay with this? Because if you're okay with this, then we can, I can send a kind of rough contract that we kind of accept, then that's okay with. And they said, yeah, sure. So I put down my laptop and I'm shaking and I walk towards the bedroom and then my wife says, what's wrong? And then I said, I think I got it. And then I'm very proud to say, I cried like a little baby. that's when you know you want something. If you want something and you get it and you don't cry, you didn't really want it. But this one, I wanted this really bad. I wanted this for my family. I wanted to prove to myself that I was good enough and my skills over the years were appreciated in any industry, in any part of the world that I, you know, I work hard and I set my mind to. And I got it. And I'm still reliving that kind of moment every day. Whenever I'm feeling sad, I remember, if I ever feel like I'm not quite there, I just remember, you remember the time when you didn't think you were going to get a job with Van Hack through to Canada, and 4 months after registering through Van Hack, you got the job? Yeah.
You did it. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. That is something you have to celebrate and everything.
Yes.
Michael, but of course, they were difficult moments, right? Like, did you think about giving up during this process?
Of course. Anytime, this is like the bane of the existence of us registered Van Hack applicants, is to get the dreaded, oops, I guess they went with someone else. And I would have to say every time I got close, I would research about the area, and all three places that I went to were all from different parts of Canada. So I would research and I would look like, oh, this might be the place, this might be where the office is, this might be the place where we live, this might be the place where my son goes to school. And I did the whole thing. And every time I got rejected, my whole world crumbled around me. And I just thought, I just missed my shot. That was it. I'm not going to get another one. And like a week later, no, there's another interview. Just relax. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is an amazing place, blah, blah, blah. And then again, nothing. And there were times where I would qualify my answer by saying I felt like giving up, but it was more just like I was really, really sad at that moment. When I'm at that moment and I feel like giving up, you kind of have to get over yourself and be like, okay, if I give up, I'm not giving up me. I'm giving up an opportunity for my family. And I can't give up for them. I gotta keep doing this, because I can keep doing this. I can keep trying and I keep trying until I can get that opportunity to make our lives better. So, yeah, I felt like giving up, but it was like maybe a minute afterwards. But I know, like, okay, I'm gonna feel sad right now, and it's okay to feel sad. And then afterwards, I'm gonna get up tomorrow. I'm gonna start applying for more jobs. I'm going to reach out to my talent manager and see if there's any feedback, if there's things I can improve upon. And I'm going to brush up on those skills and I'm going to be ready for the next opportunity because we never know when it's going to come. But when it comes, I'm going to be ready for it.
Oh, that's really good. Can you give us some advice for other brand hackers that are looking for a job abroad?
I would say it's kind of weird coming from me because, you know, it might sound biased that, you know, you have a job, so you can easily say don't give up. But over the course of me sort of going through all the process of applying to jobs through VanHack, the thing that really kept me going were stories like this. The stories like what I'm sharing. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that separates people in VanHack right now are the people who have a job and people who have yet to get a job. And I emphasize yet to get a job because for all the people that have gotten jobs, I reach out to them and I connect with them and I say, hey, what was your journey like? And not one single person had the exact same journey. Everybody had their own. One person was like, I applied on Monday. I got an offer on Friday. And one person was like, I started applying in 2018 and I got an offer in 2022. Everybody has a different story and only you get to decide how the ending of your story is going to be. I would say, don't give up. Keep trying. It is very easy to blame the system. It is much more difficult to look at yourself and look at points that where you can improve. And that's what you can control. You can control your skills. You can control your interview skills. You can control what your profile looks like. You can control what your portfolio looks like. That you can all control. Set out to do that. Do all the basic sort of training courses that VanHack offers. And if you have the money for it, invest in the premium. I didn't do it, but I know plenty of people who did, and they have nothing but glowing reviews for it. So I would say, if you can take the premium, take it. If you can't, there's a lot of free resources out there, like watching success stories or, you know, watching the other tips or other longer videos that VanHack has about getting opportunities. I would say one of the key things is listening to what employers are looking for, because that's, you want to know what they're looking for in candidates. They want to look for candidates that are confident, in their delivery of English. And I emphasize this, not confident in speaking, not great in speaking English, confident in speaking English. Because a lot of Canadians, they really don't care if you have a bit of an accent. My team right now, everybody's got an accent and we can communicate just fine. The key is that you are confident in your delivery and you're able to communicate your ideas across. Don't give up for anything. Keep working towards your dream, and you never know. God closes a door, but he opens up 300 windows. You just got to look at one of those.
That's incredible. Thank you. Michael, how is your life now? You are preparing to come into Canada. How is the visa process going so far?
It's going good. The shout out to Asia from Van Hack, who's helping out with the process. It's going really well. Van Hack is able to lay out all the documents that I need for my family. It's quite a bit of documents, but the process is so easy, and it's not as overwhelming. It's just like, here's a list of things that you need. You might already have them already. If not, we'll give you time to prep for it. And my company also in Canada is following up with me on it. And it's almost like, you know, every 3 weeks is like, are you coming over? Are you coming over? And it gets like, you know, they're as excited as I am to kind of meet them. So the process is great. We're, you know, obviously with a big move like that for the whole family, there's still a bit of anxiety, but from all the people I know that have actually moved to Canada through Van Hack, you guys always provide the best kind of support from their home country all the way to flying to Canada. So that's always great. And I personally can't wait to send my picture at YVR. And I already have a very funny picture in mind. I won't tell you which one, but it's going to be a funny picture. You're going to get a lot of likes from it. It's going to be a funny picture. I'm going to be so happy when I finally get there. And the only thing I'm going to be worried about is, now where do I get a jacket? Because it's really cold.
Yeah, get prepared, please. Oh, Michael, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I am sure this will inspire a lot of bank hackers during their job hunting. And I wish you the best of luck in this new journey that you're coming to Canada and everything with your family. And I see you around. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Van Hack Podcast. Make sure to create your account at vanhack.com to access jobs that are hiring from abroad.